From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Monday, March 11th. Disaster survivors finding it difficult to pay for building permits could get some help from Butte County supervisors. At their meeting tomorrow, they'll take up a suggested payment plan. NSPR's Eric Adams says county staff have been working on it for months.
Since late last year, the county has been exploring a payment plan option. The proposal, now before supervisors, says more than 60% of campfire survivors were underinsured. That makes it harder to rebuild, and a payment plan may help them get their permits. Currently, the county allows many in burn scars to live in RVs and trailers on their properties. But that ordinance ends in June of next year, leaving some worried that they won't have building permits in time.
If supervisors approve the resolution, it would allow residents to make monthly payments over the span of 2 years. The board meeting begins at 9 a.m. and is open to the public. And part of Highway 70 may remain blocked for up to 2 more weeks. The route was closed early this month between Jarbo Gap and the Greenville Y due to a rock slide. According to a Caltrans spokesperson, several more large slides have created additional blockages over the past week. Road crews are working to remove debris and to shore up other unstable areas along the roadway. The spokesperson told NSPR that Caltrans will only allow travel to resume once the entire Feather River Canyon corridor has been stabilized and is deemed safe. And a newly consolidated emergency dispatch center in Glenn County aims to improve emergency response times. The Glenn County Sheriff's Office posted on Facebook that it will now dispatch emergency calls for all fire districts as well as for law enforcement. It said this will improve coordination between law enforcement and fire units and make the system more efficient. And in health news, scientists at UC San Francisco are beginning to test experimental treatments on patients with long COVID. Cap Radio's healthcare reporter, Kate Wolf, has the story.
Researchers at UCSF last week presented findings that COVID-19 can remain in the body, in reservoirs in deep tissue, for months or years after an infection. Now they're working on testing whether treatments like lab-made antibodies or antiviral drugs can remove this virus and improve the health of people with long COVID. Researcher Michael Peluso says it's been a long road to get to this point.
It is so exciting to be a part of the efforts to not only understand the biology, but to be able to offer people treatments in the context of research studies.
The latest CDC Household Pulse survey shows an estimated 18% of Americans have or have had long COVID.
That was Cap Radio's Kate Wolf. And in other news, way back in November 2018, California voters overwhelmingly passed Proposition 7, a measure that was supposed to keep us from having to adjust our clocks twice a year for daylight saving time. So why did we still have to spring forward this past weekend? CalMatters' Olivia Zhao explains.
When the measure passed, it allowed the legislature to change daylight saving time either by establishing it year-round or abolishing it. But California lawmakers still can't agree which approach they want to support. Health experts at Johns Hopkins have warned about the potential health risks of switching back and forth. And there could be new hope. Just this year, Roseville Senator Roger Nilo introduced a bill to abolish daylight saving time for good and establish standard time year-round.
That was CalMatters' Olivia Zhao. Finally, programs that help keep foster youth housed in California could be eliminated under Governor Gavin Newsom's proposed budget. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols has the story.
The cuts would do away with plans for an increased rental subsidy for older foster youth ages 18 to 21. They would also wipe out a program that helps those same young adults search for housing. Trenicia Jones spent more than a decade in the foster care system. The 21-year-old is now a student at Sacramento State. She says cutting the programs could mean more foster youth end up on the streets.
I'm afraid that is a very high risk for us just because a lot of us depend on those supports.
A recent survey found 1/4 of the state's former foster youth experienced homelessness between the ages of 21 and 23. Wednesday Pope of Placerville says she lived out of a car and couch surfed for a year after leaving foster care at 18. Pope says the rental subsidy she received didn't cover the high cost of housing. She says the increased subsidy, which is expected to go into effect next year, could make the difference for youth who are now aging out of the system.
It at least gave them a little bit more hope that they would be able to find housing and not have to panic the day they turned 18.
California faces a nearly $40 billion budget shortfall, according to the Newsom administration. Chris Nichols, CAP Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Monday, March 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.